flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford as we get set for the Eagles and the Commanders, the NFC Championship game. Hugh, we're getting close now. I mean, 48 hours from now, we're sitting up there at the link doing the pregame show. Yeah, the butterflies are there. The nerves are there. I can't wait for Sunday. And the Eagles have a chance, and I believe they're going to do this. My gut feeling tells me they're going to win this game and get to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right, we'll get to our same game parlay for Sunday, Eagles at Commanders. But first, before we go back to the phones here, Hugh, let's hear from Jordan Mailata yesterday, speaking first on Jalen Hurts, and then you guys have to hear what he said when he was asked about the hype for the other quarterback. First, what did Mailata see yesterday at practice from Jalen Hurts?
Several occasions of him fighting through injuries. Mm-hmm. Chicago comes up, and this past week where he runs out of the tent to make sure he doesn't miss a snap. Just what have you noticed about his mentality?
It's tough and gritty, man. That's him. That's him. He's tough. He's gritty. He wants to be out there with us at all times, and nothing but respect for him, man. He's tough. Tough, and he embraces it. He likes to embrace adversity, and he practices what he preaches. So,
what have you noticed out of him this week so far?
He's a lot more energetic this week. He's fired up, so it's good to see that.
Oh, I like to hear that, Hugh. Tough, fired up. Gritty, fired up, Jalen Hurts.
All hands on deck, man. This is one of those games where, you need everybody, and he's going to be out there, and he's going to be on point. Let the chips fall where they may, but they're going to fall in the Eagles' direction.
Yeah, and just as the week started, I never had any question he was going to play in this game. And they'd have to rip him off the field. He's going to play. In fact, he didn't miss a snap last week, even though that didn't look good, right? When he went down with the knee bent backwards.
No, definitely didn't look good.
Yeah, and he didn't miss a snap. He's a tough, tough dude. All right, the other thing for Mailata that caught my attention. Listen to this. Mailata asked about the hype around the other quarterback. I love this response from Jordan Mailata yesterday.
Jaden's kind of become the hot thing of this season, and then with good reason. But I know it doesn't bother him much, but does it ever bother you that, people don't really consider Jalen that caliber of quarterback despite his record?
Just want to apologize for this. I couldn't give a I just want to apologize. I'm sorry. I couldn't give a rat about whatever anybody says outside this building. It ain't going to help us win championships, and that's our goal.
And that's a guy that's locked in right there. I like how he apologized
and
before he
about
said
everybody else and about his quarterback and all this stuff. He's just ready to play. Go play some football.
Yeah, and he knew what it wasn't an accident that he said that. I mean, he planned it. He's like, I'm sorry I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it. Love that from Mailata. Yes, so let's go back to the phone lines here. And, of course, we'll get you our parlay for Sunday, the Eagles and the Commanders over at FanDuel. First, we got Jake and Delco. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, fellas?
Jake, how we feeling?
Good, man. Good. I'm feeling great.
So what are we thinking? Gut feeling. Close win, blowout. What do you got?
Well, OG Wade said the other day, these are the glory days. And I was like, damn, you know what? He's right. Like, that hit for me. I was like, these are the glory days, trying to soak it all up. I got a little bit of
heart. You mean like in the Eagles franchise history? Is that what you think it meant?
For the fans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also, this is one of the great runs of 4 years the franchise ever had. I mean, we're a win away from 2 Super Bowl trips in 4 years. That doesn't happen much around here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got a little bit of heart palpitations, but I think they're going to come through 31-25.
I'll take that. I love that we got a prediction of 31 points on the board. Like now that makes me feel good. 31.
Feel like a shoot. Yeah, feel like a little bit of a shootout.
Well, it might be. Over under is 47. Yep.
Can I make a quick comment about the defense?
Sure.
So I know the big change didn't happen until the bye week, but that first game, like the first drive, right away you could just see there was something different with the defense, the way they swarmed to the ball. It just felt so much different. And no one knew it would come to this and they would be this good. But, man, every time they talk up Jaden Daniels, it's just going to make the win sweeter. It's just going to make the defense look better if everybody's riding his D.
Well, that's for sure. And, Jake, I'm at the point where I have full trust, and, Jake, we appreciate it, in Vic Fangio, Hugh. He's been incredible. Like, his resume, yeah, it was sterling before he got here. He's done this for a long time, decades of good defenses. But it's one thing knowing what he's been and seeing him from afar. Watching him do what he's done this year with this defense has been, it's been incredible. I mean, he's on the verge of being a coordinator we talk about around here for a long time.
Like Jim Johnson.
Yep.
Like a Jim Johnson type guy. You know, because Jim, he had more success, I would think, in his first year than Jim Johnson had, as far as, you know, that, take outside the fact that, you know, you're playing with a dynamic offense, the fact that this defense went from what, 26th ranked defense
to one
in one season, and with the addition of two rookies and a guy who played special teams for the most part, it's pretty impressive. I mean, they gave him some pieces to work with, but he was like a chef. He was in the kitchen cooking.
So you said they gave him some piece to work with, and you're right. But on opening night, we didn't know, right? Like, Jalen Carter, we knew was talented, okay?
Yeah. And he flashed. He had some flashes.
Yeah, but how many other pieces were we sure of? Like, C.J. Gigi is really good, but he was on his third team in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Slay was 34 years old.
Yeah.
Quinyon, rookie. Cooper, rookie.
I didn't even think Slay was going to be here this year.
No, I was strong on that. Nolan Smith didn't do much as rookie. Like, all the things we see now, it wasn't obvious in week one. I mean, it just wasn't. And Fangio got the most out of these guys. And if they win this thing Sunday, he's a huge reason for this.
Oh, no question about it, man. You talk about from the beginning of the season until now, they have been opening people's eyes and surprising us every week with some of the stuff they've been able to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to see, to go from where you were last year to being the vaunted defense that you are now.
It's wild. I mean, I if you told me it would have taken 2 years, I would have said, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
to do it in 1 year, Fangio's been awesome. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Julio,
what's up, Chuck? Yeah. Chuck here?
I just thought I saw Chuck.
Chuck, you here with us?
Yeah, I was just there, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see you. All right. What's up, man?
I slid through. You know what I mean? I was in the neighborhood. I slid through for a second. I got to pick the old lady up from, from the hair salon. So
I got you.
But I'll try to be back later. But listen, you know, you guys, listen, I hope Jalen takes this personally, man. Need him to take this personally. I don't, you know what I mean? I hope he takes this and just channels all this in, this disrespect. It just releases it, the last two games. You got two more games. And you can solidify your name in history as a champion. That's all I got to say, man. It's two more games, man. Just two more games. And I hope he takes this personally and just ball out, man. I mean, just, you know, I got a 34-13 win on Sunday. I don't think the Commanders are that good. I think they're riding a hot streak, but I don't think they're nowhere near us when it comes to talent. We going to smoke this team on Sunday.
Well, I love that. And Chuck, I'll say this about Jalen. He has in the past a good phone call. I didn't realize Chuck was here. He's here and they bounced out.
Yeah. So, I thought I saw him. I don't recognize too many faces, but I recognize that.
Of course. So Jalen has had a knack for when we're at the most critical or down the most, he'll have a bounce back, right? Like, just look this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Panthers game was one of the worst he played, right? The next week comes back, and that was the whole thing with AJ and the Brandon thing and the Brandon Graham. Jalen played great against the Steelers. And even go back a couple years ago, right, this time of the year, he was coming off the shoulder injury. He played well enough, but he didn't light it up in the two playoff games against the Giants in San Francisco, especially the San Francisco game. That was more the defense. They knocked Purdy out. And then we get to the Super Bowl, and a lot of us wondered, what is Jalen going to do? Right? He's coming off the shoulder injury. He didn't do much the first two, and he lit it up in the Super Bowl. So if his knee feels good, there's matchups there for the Eagles to win on Sunday. They could score a lot on the Commanders' defense. It's not a very good defense.
Yeah, but if you're being realistic about the situation, we've gotten here on the back of our running game and a strong defense. Now, if anything that comes outside of that being the focus, I'm fine with. Like yards after the catch, that could probably be something that's big this week. Like we said, Dallas Goedert has factored in big these last couple of weeks. But I feel like in order for us to have success, we can't deviate too much from the formula that put us in the position that we're in.
I tell you one thing we are due for.
What's that?
I saw, I think it was earlier this week, we played the clip of Ray talking about Jalen, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles have not hit a pass of 35 or more yards in 7
weeks.
No,
it's coming.
We're due for a big shot in
the pass. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It's a good shot in the arm for the offense. Yeah, I can see that.
It's just everything. It just feels like the offense has been Saquon home run runs or just very little, right? Like short passes or, you know, not much. We're due for a big pass play. I could see it coming this week. Dennis in North Philly. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, God.
Dennis, what's up, pal?
For one thing, my gut feeling about this, not only are we going to smash the Commanders, but the one play, y'all talking about Jalen Carter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this one play that when the quarterback had spiked the ball, he went under the guy and tried to catch it. Remember that play?
Oh, I think he's done it. I think it's two times I've seen him do it now. Yeah, I think he did it last year and this year.
When the spike.
He tries to catch the spike for an interception.
Yeah. Now, one question on that. If you deflect the ball, is that considered as a fumble before the spike?
I think if it's caught clean, it'd be an interception. Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking these questions is because it could play a factor in a Sunday's game. Because not only, you know, the players are going against the other players, we got Coach Sirianni versus Coach Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one got to outsmart the other. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like Sirianni. He's a trickster, and that's what I like about him. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm I'm a definite fan of Sirianni. Because that man, he know how to pull some bag of tricks off his sleeves, man. But not only, you know, we're going to just smash the Washington Commanders, period. And the one thing I just want to say before I go, because I don't have enough time, let's just go out there, man. Go out there and see what happens. We're going to have no fear. We're just going to go out there and just do what we do. Just going to go up. Eat our rare candies and level up out there. Reason why? Because we got to. We can't just be on one level and then expect to go far on one level. No, we got to keep on leveling up. You know, we don't stay still. And we got to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing, Jalen Hurts, I want to thank you. Because of you, you made me a Fantasy League champion. Because of you. And I want to really thank you, bro. So now, what I want to see right now, I want to see you. I want to see you win yourself a championship so you can win it for others.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When yours, you win it for others. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all I want to say about that. A, B, C, D, E, S, E.
You got it, Dennis. We appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, the Jalen thing. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had a weird year. But, Hugh, if they win this game and they get to the Super Bowl, there's no bad years that end in the Super Bowl. I mean, like, we're going to feel better about him if they get through this game. Because just every week we keep wondering, can they keep winning like this? Well, if they win like this again, there's only one left.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is where I feel like there's been a little bit of a paradigm shift in the NFL because of the running game being such a huge factor.
Just a couple years ago, we were talking about running backs being dinosaurs, being fossils, you know, and guys not wanting to be not getting paid at the running back position. To go from that to a guy that comes to our team, and basically we got on his back and we're running all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
That's pretty phenomenal.
So it is. But now we're the minority, right? Derrick Henry's out. Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs is out. We're the one of the four left that is guided by the run game.
Yeah, but at the
three,
same time.
The other three are guided by their quarterbacks.
At the same time, you know, we're still in that sweet spot where out of the four quarterbacks you're talking about that's left, three of them didn't have over 30 attempts last weekend, and they kept the ball safe for the most part. Jaden Daniels was the one that had the most passing attempts out of the four that's left. So we're still in that sweet spot of you still have to be able to run the ball and control the clock a little bit in order to have success.
Let's go to Big V and Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Gilio, what?
Big V, what's up, buddy? How we feeling?
Man, look. I talked to Kyle, man. He's so plant-based. Anybody like Kyle plant-based, I want you to go out and get an emotional support dog.
Yeah, he's going through it today, Big V. He's having that Friday.
Look, take some Rolaids, some Tums, whatever it takes, man. Get your stomach together because it's time. It's time for us to show the world who the new football dynasty is. It's time, Hugh. And Hugh, you like three? Here's my prediction for three. Three interceptions, three sacks, three touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is going to light them up so much, even Chuck from Mount Airy is going to buy a Jalen Hurts shirt. They're coming in to face the stingiest defensive team in the NFL. I mean, we're talking stingy. Stingier than a man with four kids, two baby mamas, and a minimum wage job. We're talking about when they step on that field, defense is going to give them gratuitous violence. It'll be like watching Gladiator 2. It's time that we show everybody that we are the best team, that we are the new dynasty, that we are E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Big V. Oh, he held the Eagles there at the end. Big V, good phone call. Big V has no fear. Getting on Kyle. I know Hugh got you got on Kyle. It's okay that Kyle has nerves. Kyle, as we've gone through this, 1 o'clock hour check-in, where are you at?
I still feel ill.
Okay.
Just because it's the NFC Championship game.
No, but
we're going to win, okay? I'm tired of this whole Commander story. Like you said, it's a cute story. It ends Sunday. The Eagles are going to be advancing to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why rookie quarterbacks' runs end here. This is the ceiling for the rookie quarterback. It ends here. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Gut feeling. Final check-in on the poll. Gut feeling for Sunday. 46% Eagles win close. 33% Eagles win big. 21% deep down, I'm scared. That's the gut feeling out there today. All right, let's get to our parlay, guys. We got to hit one. Let's get a little money in our pockets before we get to New Orleans for Super Bowl Sunday. Let's hit this, Kyle. Let's hit a same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. Hugh, what do you think? Before the show, you were mentioning maybe an A.J. Brown day?
Yeah, man, because I feel like, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, A.J., Coach Sirianni has went out of his way to praise the blocking of the receivers. So I think this is the week that he, you know, he kind of feeds them a little bit. So I got AJ 60 plus yards.